Clyde Pilkington here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Does it seem sometimes that you've lost control, that somehow nothing seems to be going right, and that everything that could go wrong has? We all have days like that. Allow me to let you in on a little secret. We're not really in control anyway. We never have been, and we never will be. It's in this great truth that you'll find all the rest you need in the adverse circumstances of life that you face. It is God who's in control, absolute control. No matter what it may look like, He alone is ultimately in charge. He is the great King over all the earth, Psalm 47:2. For the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men and gives it to whoever He will, Daniel 4:17 and 25. He does according to His will among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can restrain His hand, Daniel 4:35. Wonderful verses, aren't they? When we come to rest and relax in them. We read in Romans chapter 11, verse 36, "For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, and He works all things after the counsel of His own will." Ephesians 1:11. Paul tells us that all things are of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. This obviously extends all things, not only to what we see as good, but also to that which we perceive to be evil. All things. After all, God is the creator of all things, Revelation 4:11, including apparent evil, Isaiah 45:7. That evil that we face every day in our lives, He's using that evil as a paintbrush to lay the background against which He is even now overlaying with His magnificent, contrasting glory and goodness. And one day the painting will be done, and what splendor there will be. His control not only pertains to us, you and me, but it extends to every life of everyone we know, have ever known, ever will know, everyone who has ever lived. Everyone. After all, He is God. And He's got the whole world in His hands. Aren't you tired of pretending to be God? Why not just rest in Father's good Godhood? Even when your day is filled with sorrow and disappointment, you can rest in the abiding reality that God has everything. Absolutely everything under His control. That's His job description, not ours. And He's really good at it. So relax. And when it seems like everything's crashing in around you, remember, everything's really under control. Now a little music for our edification and enjoyment. Here's Tim Hughes singing "The Whole World in His Hands."
And all around is fading, nothing seems to last. When each day is filled with sorrow, still I know with all my heart, got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. I fear no evil, for You are with me. Strong to deliver, mighty to save. He's got the whole world. I will not all my heart. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. I fear no evil, for you are with me. Got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.